Hey, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9 coming to you from our beautiful brand new spanking new studios. That was weird. I said brand new spanking new. It should have been brand spanking new. I got some special guests here. Talk about a tool that all developers have used if they've built websites using ASP.NET. Why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us who you are and what you do.
So my name is Saurabh Shirharty. I'm a program manager. Work on IIS, I work on ASP.NET Core, and I work on this fun thing that we're going to be showing you.
Fantastic.
My name is Jimmy Campbell. I'm a software dev. I work on IIS as well, and so this is kind of the thing we're working on right now.
Fantastic. So IIS has been fun over the years, and I say that with a wink, wink. Tell us some of the challenges that you guys have been working on to make IIS a little bit better.
So I think it's worth introducing NanoServer here. For folks who aren't familiar with it, it's a SKU of Windows Server 2016. It's a slimmed down version of Windows. And when we started looking at IIS on NanoServer, one of the things we noticed is the current management software, like iNet Manager, does not work on Nano.
Of course.
There were some challenges around it. And we're like, if we're going to take the time to build a tool that allows you to manage IIS on Nano, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it in a way that developers would love to consume this product. So what we've done is we've built an API that you can install on your machine. So any machine that has IIS, so I just want to clarify, even though the genesis of this project was with Nano, this works with all SKUs of Windows.
Awesome.
2008 R2 above?
Yes.
All right, so you go ahead, install this API on your machine, and it exposes a RESTful API that allows you to manage IIS and exposes everything you want to like to use. And mm-hmm. We expect people are going to not only use this like dev time scenario, stuff like that, but I think it's super useful like from a CI/CD scenario. Like if you want to automate your application deployment to your server, you can use this API.
So let's see if I understand it. Usually when I use IIS, I'd open some management thing, and then it would open up all the nodes, and there'd be tons of things that I could do to make sure that I set the right port, that I do the certificate stuff, HTTPS, and all that stuff. You're saying that you've exposed all of the functionality in that iNet Manager over to RESTful APIs?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, see that? That was awesome. So why don't you give us a little demo of sort of what it looks like now, given experience? I imagine that you have the API, but you've also created something over the top of the API to help out a little bit.
Right.
So I guess we can do this in two parts. First, show you the API, and then later show you if you're like iNet Manager purist, what you do now.
I see. Let's do that. So let's start with the API.
All right. So this API right now is running on my laptop actually as a microservice. So you get this. It's using an IIS feature that is maybe underused called Hostable Web Core. And that allows you to self-host this RESTful API in order to configure this Windows component.
Now, can you configure the component on your local machine and other machines using the same sort of API?
So, right, this API is only, right now it's meant to just target this laptop.
Got it.
So. But there's nothing preventing this API from targeting an application host config file, which is the IIS configuration. Anywhere else.
Got it.
So it's just set up to use the default right now. So the first time you connect to the API, this is what you're going to see. You need to create an access key. This is how we lock it down. So we see a lot of modern APIs are using access keys to lock them down. So we can go ahead and create one just for the demo purposes. So we'll create this guy. And we'll go ahead and log in with this one. Now, this API comes with a built-in API Explorer. And this allows you to visualize all the calls you can make, the RESTful resources that you're getting back. And from here, you can actually directly interact with them. For example, you can start your website, stop your website, all through this API Explorer. So this is maybe something a dev might be interested in. But for a server manager, we have the GUI as well, like you mentioned. But
I see. So now I understand. So I thought this was like a website over the API. This is the actual full-on API.
When you get the API, you get the microservice that's targeting IIS, allowing you to access all that configuration. And this is just built into that. You have this view right here.
That's
and
wonderful.
This allows you, it's like self, our API was built self-documenting. We use something called HAL. And that's, in this RESTful resource, you can see these links right here. And this provides a self-navigating mechanism for the API. So you can see this is the root of our API, and we see we have this web server resource. We can go here, and this is the IIS configuration. All
for
shown.
That website.
Yeah, so self-navigating API, and then this API Explorer takes advantage of that to let you easily visualize what you have access to.
I see.
Right.
So what are the kinds of sort of functionality that someone would go in here and sort of take advantage of? I mean, I'm looking at some of this, and obviously I'm looking at a node of a particular site. What other things can you do?
Right. So for example, what you can do is you can go to your website right here, click on your website. Load the website. Okay.
There you go.
And then you can stop the website right here in a RESTful manner. So when we want to be RESTful and we want to stop this website, what
looks
we
like
actually
you
got want to
extra,
do.
Excellent. There you go.
Yeah. What we want to do is we want to just change the state of this website to stop. So we're going to patch it to stop. And we can see that in the API Explorer, we have complete access to this RESTful resource. Like I said, this is more of like a dev time scenario, but it allows you to, you can put this thing on your machine and immediately start playing around with the self-documentation if you wish.
So I imagine you're saying it's self-document, but I imagine there's got to be some documentation out there of the kind of stuff you can do.
Right. So we're using Swagger for that.
Oh, of course.
Right. So that's renamed actually to
called the Open API Standard now.
Oh, okay.
So we plan to document this API using Open API Standard so you can consume the Swagger JSON file. You can build your own REST client for it, or you can just make the naked HTTP calls.
So I imagine for developers, this is pretty amazing. You can manage now everything on your box with IIS using this API. But what about those that are more IT pros that are used to some kind of UI? What do they have?
Right. So if you're used to INET Manager and you see no reason to change, if you continue to use the full SKU of Windows Server, like that's Windows Server with the UI, you can continue to use INET Manager. Mm-hmm. If you have like a heterogeneous deployment across your data center where you have server with UI, server core, and nano, it might be worth using the new UI we've built on top of this API.
I see.
So you'd still need to install this API on all your machines, but then after that, you can use this UI to talk to this machine. So if we go back to like the start of this demo, Jimmy went through the workflow where he created an API token, and all this UI would require to talk to a machine is an API token.
Sure.
You can lock it down, however, further with like Windows Auth and whatever is the security requirements of your organization, but you can do it with just an API token as well.
So you can have a heterogeneous environment of IIS machines controlled via the same sort of feel, whether it be nano or full server.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what does that UI look like? Do you have that?
Yeah.
Right. And so as we're shifting over to the UI, I just want to bring up, this is just one instance of a GUI that's consuming this API. But because where previously IIS configuration was locked down to things like PowerShell, you have to be on a Windows box to actually configure IIS. Now that we have this RESTful API, you can do it from a phone, a Mac, so you can, there's nothing stopping you.
Sure.
Out of the box, we're locking it down with Windows authentication, but you can remove that requirement if you want, just lock it down to an API key, mm-hmm. and then go ahead, pick out your phone. You want to do any configuration or create websites on the fly.
That's cool.
Go right ahead. So this is the GUI that we're creating right now. So since the API is running on 2008 R2 and above, this will be accessible, Nano as well. So the normal flow here would be you're connecting to localhost in this case, and then you can click Get Access Token. And that would bring you to this right here if you wish. But I already have an access key, so I'm going to use this. So you can see in this scheme here, your access key is kind of like your password. Mm-hmm. You can kind of think of it that way. So keep me connected, and I can connect to this GUI. So right off the bat, we see what we want to see when it comes to IIS,
right.
Our websites. You can see that I stopped this website directly from the API.
With the patch call that you did
the patch
on the JSON.
Yeah. Right. So it's reflecting that state. We have application pulls here as well. So off the bat, we're exposing the main points of IIS. And then you can see we can go in here. And we have that rich configuration of IIS, because that's what we're using a full-fledged web server right. first. For in the first place, right? maintainability, extensibility, and the configuration that it offers. So we have this tab configuration up here that's allowing you to access all the features of IIS. You can control your website, web server, all from this GUI.
This is pretty exciting because moving forward, right, I mean, the Snover mantra is to treat your servers as cattle. And if we're putting out a bunch of nano servers that have IIS on them, mm-hmm. it's going to be super nice to be able to literally manage them all
yes.
from the same place.
Right, exactly.
That's amazing. And so how did you, what was the genesis for this sort of move? Because this is a pretty monumentous move.
Like I said, I think we started off with how are we going to do this on nano? And when we were going through the process of reinventing it, we wanted to do something which works for everyone's workflow. And like you said, the Snover mantra move from the bets to cattle model. Yeah. I think this fits in really well with that. Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, if developers want to learn more about this or they want to start using this, where can they go to find out more and maybe start using it?
Well, actually, it's open source.
Oh.
Yeah, so we can put the link up and anybody can go ahead and look at the source. If they can get it, fork their own. So
that's amazing. So someone might not like this UI, they can make their own UI custom.
Yeah, and then we can even, since this is like a web-based GUI, we can do things like INet Manager or the previous IIS management. We could offer schemes and make this look all mm-hmm. colorful and stuff like that as well.
And I think it's cool if you're an ISP provider, for example, that makes websites, that does hosting. This is pretty amazing that you're enabling this, because I know in Linux, I don't know what I use for WordPress, but there was some thing that
cPanel.
Yeah. Right, cPanel. This is like a cPanel, but for IIS, but it looks nicer.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good.
So we can actually pull up the GitHub repo just
Let's
so
do it.
Folks have
sure,
way yeah, of discovering it.
We can go ahead and do that.
Like, as Jimmy navigates away from this, one thing I did want to point out is when we were talking about the UI, the URL was manage.iisqa.net. Uh-huh. So that's actually our staging site, and that's not where we expect people to consume the API from. It will be available on manage.iis.net, mm-hmm. and even though it's hosted somewhere else, like the requests are being made to the API via AJAX calls. Mm-hmm. So even though you're accessing the site from our servers hosted from iis.net, none of your data ever even touches us.
I see.
So if folks might have concerns about that, I wanted to clear the air about that. We don't see your data.
Yeah, nor would we want to. I mean, think of this as a liability. Well, this is fantastic. I feel like we've come a long way from the IIS of yore. Mm-hmm. And notice I said monumentous because it was both momentous and monumental. I'm trying to cover up my screw up. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning about IIS, the API, and some of the new ways of managing IIS mm-hmm. if you're going to be pushing stuff out like cattle. Over Nano Server. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Seth.
This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.